From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. China's state media says 300 people are now dead and as many as 8,000 others are injured from an earthquake on the Tibetan Plateau. From Shanghai, NPR's Louisa Lim reports there have also been a number of powerful aftershocks in the region.
The quake, measuring 7.1, hit Yushu County in Qinghai Province, high on the Tibetan Plateau. Chinese state media is saying that 85% of the houses in the county seat have collapsed and many people are trapped. Reports say at least one school has caved in, burying students inside. A military official told the state broadcaster rescuers don't have excavators and are having to pull people out with their bare hands. Damaged roads from the airport are also hampering rescue efforts. One report from Yushu said the authorities are evacuating residents to a festival ground outside the town. 2 years ago, a massive earthquake in Sichuan province left almost 90,000 people dead or missing. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
President Obama says the leaders of dozens of nations have made specific promises to change the way nuclear materials are handled. Mr. Obama said they've also made commitments to get rid of their own enriched uranium and weapons-grade plutonium supplies. At the close of his nuclear security summit in Washington, Mr. Obama said all of the participants consider the threat of nuclear terrorism one of the greatest challenges to global security. China is sending a representative to New York to help negotiate a UN resolution on sanctions against Iran. China has not agreed to support any resolution, but the Obama administration says Beijing has promised to help with the wording of the document. China, like Russia, typically does not support harsh measures against Iran, which is its third largest crude oil supplier. A new report by the Mexican government shows almost 23,000 people have been killed in drug-related violence since President Felipe Calderón began his drug war. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that 2009 was especially deadly.
The confidential report, which was presented to legislators, shows killings related to the drug trade have steadily increased since President Calderón declared war on the Mexican drug cartels in December of 2006. Last year, Mexico had 9,635 assassinations, according to the report, making 2009 the most murderous year on record. In the first quarter of this year, the killings continued at an even faster pace. The report, which appears to be an effort to bolster support in the Mexican Congress for Calderón's offensive against the cartels, also notes that more than 120,000 people have been arrested. The northern state of Chihuahua, which includes the border city of Juarez, has been the most deadly, followed by the western states of Sinaloa and Guerrero. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
This is NPR News. Toyota says it is temporarily suspending U.S. sales of its 2010 sport utility vehicle. The move came after Consumer Reports magazine published an article saying the vehicle could roll over on certain turns, causing serious injury or even death. The Japanese automaker has not issued a recall, but says it does take the matter very seriously. Toyota says it will offer a loaner car to any GX460 SUV owner who's worried about the safety of their vehicle. Banks still relying on government backing can be less concerned about losing business accounts to larger institutions, at least for a while. As Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has once again extended an emergency loan program to guarantee those accounts.
As the financial crisis worsened in October 2008, the FDIC established the Transaction Account Guarantee Program, or TAG, to keep firms from pulling their money out of banks by insuring non-interest-bearing accounts above the usual $250,000 maximum. The program was due to expire, but the FDIC's board of directors voted unanimously to extend it through June 30th and gave itself the option to extend it through year-end. The American Bankers Association welcomed the action, saying economic conditions remain very unsettled and it is as important as ever to assure depositors that their money is safe. The FDIC also proposed new deposit insurance assessments on banks to discourage excessive risk-taking. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Technology sector stocks propelled markets in Asia today. The Japan's Nikkei is up less than a fraction of a point. This is NPR News.